Shus Avimari. Well, the Sugya of Rechitza. Starting point of the Sugya of Rechitza, so our last time, but basically what comes out, is that there are two ways to take a bath on Shabbos. There's one that's water that's healed up from before Shabbos. There's one that's water that's healed up on Shabbos. Water that's healed up from before Shabbos, the Gemara very clearly makes it zero, not used on Shabbos. Not only in the case of a bath, but the Gemara is very clearly passing like a Yehuda. Even in the case of taking a shower with hot water on Shabbos, that's ulcer. Now what is ulcer, says in Mechaber and Sif Aleph, that the water that's heated up from before Shabbos is ulcer called gufay. And says Ramah, and then Noisa can't explain the Ramah, wooden rave gufay. Rave gufay is ulcer, called gufay is ulcer. However, upon of yod of raglav with hot water is motor. Mixes gufay, the mice is motor. If you're mitzvah, you're chayla, mixes chayla, then the be'alacha, b'gnanam kivegi, you can also be mekel with hot water. That's one case. This is the second case. Water that's heated up on Shabbos. Where is that coming from? The fact that the Rambam and the Rosh have machlekes and siftal and sifhei. When a person, he washes his hands with water, then he wants to heat up his hands in front of the water. What's the halacha in that case? The Rambam, he comes out that the only reason why to be machmer, a person washes his whole entire goof with water and then wants to heat himself up with the water that's on top of it, it's only because it's better not a meiser, he's not there for himself. Therefore, I'll have the get of a tzuchum be'er Shabbos, and therefore be also how be yodov, be motor. Masha Enke in the Rosh says, no, it's nichol get of a tzuchum be Shabbos, and therefore even be'eva echad is also. Says in Mogavam and Mishabu, we see from over here that the second type of water, water that can heat up on Shabbos, therefore even Eivor Echad will be also. Even Paishim will be also. The case of the Rosh says in Mishabu and Mogavam, the case of Paishim. So it comes out that water that's healed up Erev Shabbos is only also called Gufay. Plenty of Raglav Eva Echel be Motor. Even hot water. But again, water that's healed up on Shabbos, even Beheter, you didn't act Beheter, you want it from the fire, you want to dry your hands, according to the Rosh, even the Rambam agrees when it's there for Chitz, will be also, even in the case of Poshim, even in the case of Eva Echel. So there are two different cases very clear. We have a case of water that was healed up before Shabbos, Motor Padayod of Raglav. A water that's healed up on Shabbos, that'll be also afil be'ever echad, even in the case of Paishim. Once we have these two cases, come on the Achonim discuss what's nichum the gedder of being warmed up from before Shabbos, what's nichum the gedder of being warmed up on Shabbos. For example, a person, let's say he has a dud, and what happens? The sun heats it up on Shabbos. What category would you give it? That's in the case when you take water out of the dud, there'll be no more water coming in. You shut off the faucet, no more water coming in, no problem to have bishul on Shabbos. Are you allowed to use that water on Shabbos? Or even another case, the water in the dud is only poshim. So taking water out, we'll add in more water. With other more water, it's mixed with poshim, no problem to have bishul Shabbos. How do you look at that water? If it's water is hocham b'Shabbos, even poshim be also to use, means have a sugi v'chitza. If you look at it being hocham b'er Shabbos, then mitzvah poshim, you'll not take even the bath with it, v'kardin. So, the question again is, what happens if something gets heated up on Shabbos by itself? So again, the case that the issue comes from is the Rosh's act. Rosh saying, taking him that is myself with water, and heat up in front of a fire, you do an act on Shabbos, it's going to be also a fuel Eivor Echad, even though the act is motor. Come along Kiveger, and he wants to be dyke the Mogan Avram. The fact that Mogan Avram is discussing by the Amas Amayim, where you have Itzino, a pipe going through the trailer to the hot water, through the springs. Maaser was set up from before Shabbos. It goes through on Shabbos. It comes out on Shabbos. Why is it ulcer for? It says the Magen Avraham, no, it's ulcer. It's at the sugya of Atmana. You can waste a hevel of Atmana even on Shabbos. It's ulcer. It says the Kireg, we see that without the sugya of Atmana, Maaser can be mutter. That means water got heated up on Shabbos. Be'etim is mutter without the sugya of Atmana. Why is it mutter for? The Maaser, water got heated up on Shabbos, can't use for Shabbos at all. It says the Kireg, there are two different cases. A case when you do an act, you take your hands and you draw it in front of the fire on Shabbos, you do an act on Shabbos. That has a get of a mind shuhuchma b'Shabbos, even Eivor Echad, even Polishim is also. Mash, again, something happens by itself. Damas Amayim was set up from before Shabbos, Polishka Megina, Polishis Lam Desa Beis, Maisa went through the pipe on Shabbos, come down on Shabbos, and said, Tmona is also. No problem to have a sugi of Tmona, it'll have a get of being Huchum Be'er Shabbos. Huchum Be'er Shabbos, Polishim is Mutu B'Kol Gufoy. Now, a case of Chambi Mutu Pono Yod of Raglov. So come on, Kivegan says, you said that this is of Huchum B'Shabbos only when you did an act on Shabbos. You did not do an act on Shabbos. It happened by itself on Shabbos, and the mice will be mutter. Asal HaSheni, there's a place you shun the first, and that one test on base. Memon Beis. Teshuv Lisham over there says, what's the case of Chochmoy Be'er Shabbos, Chochmoy B'Shabbos? He says the case of Chochmoy Be'er Shabbos is that you took it off from the fire Be'er Shabbos. If you, let's say, left it on, you heat up before Shabbos, it stays in the, on Shabbos, still be Osir. And therefore, even though you didn't know Akta, it stays by itself, you heat up before Shabbos, and the fire will keep it hot on Shabbos. So it takes Yishanim, it's literally getting Chochmoy B'Shabbos. Chochmoy B'Shabbos will also even be Ever Echod. So Machlokes, that's Yishanim, we'll on the Sugya. Machlokes that place, can Kivegel Maishas make it, Shalom Zalman said we pass like that, Shmei Shabbos said we pass it, Atzah Sheni, Vavot, Shubat, Chel Chalach, said Tais Yishanim, Maishas asked it. And Chelik Gimel, and Chelik Dalet, three other Shubat, they ask him, Maishas, Kivegel, Maishas, those, before Shubat, Kivegel, Mabel Avram. So he said, Avada, those are Semech of Kivegel, Yishanim, 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 but Tzai Kol Sayyid, the Kalach, is Maishas, Tais Yishanim, Numus Yishanim, Golek, Tais Yishanim. The come down is machlokes that poiskim what defines chokhmah b'shabbos. The mamokin to ask it again is the rosh come to either a meister. Again, you do no act on Shabbos. It happens by itself. What category do you give it? According to Taisha Shalom, we give it a category of chokhmah b'shabbos, and therefore it's also even be ever echot. Ma'ashenken if we go like kiveger b'shalom zamu with the paskin, we have a category of being chokhmah b'er Shabbos because you did nothing with pearl on Shabbos. Therefore, you let it wash your upon of raglav. Or in the case of poishim, we call the name may not be known again in the case of the Shemesh. According to Avos that uses on Shabbos, the Meister, he says also, Tais Yishanim, even Eva Echad, even Parshim, Meister be also, according to Shlom Azam, according to Kivegel, Meister be Mortar, won't be a problem on Shabbos. The case built upon that is what about is a Shabbos clock? Is that the same Sugya as Dut Shemesh, the same Sugya as the Shmachlok, Yishanim and Poiskim? Come on to Urcha Shabbos, the time is. The side of the reason to be matter is why it happened by itself, you did nothing. Therefore, those who are makel, Shlom Zalman Kivegel, who are makel by the case of Dut Shemesh, makel when it stays as is, you did nothing, Paiskim Begino, who didn't be makel over here? So the Sheni, the Bingdam from Vyashiv, they want to the Taino that when it's set up from before Shabbos, it goes straight to Seder. But here's something changed on Shabbos. The matzah changed. The Shabbos clock what? You change the boil and put it on. A matzah situation changed. An act happened on Shabbos. Something happened on Shabbos. If it happened on Shabbos, it's back to case Chochmah B'Shabbos. Just like the Rosh wants to be machmav, you did the act. So Shlom says of Liashiv, Ladam Kiyuv, the act happened on Shabbos. The act happened on Shabbos. You also want to ask, it's not naturally built in when the sun comes and does it, that's how it always is. Something has to change over here. Something has to change over here. And everyone wants to sign it. Everyone agrees, even Kiveh Eger agrees, it's Chochmah B'Shabbos, and they cannot use it on Shabbos. So it comes out, we have two machlokesim over here, and the boy practically discussed whether in the gate to the sugya of yontif, the loch is chokhmah yontif is also be also berachitza. When the gate to the case of Shabbos, chokhmah Shabbos, how do you look at things that happen by itself? Again, we have vazu shita that something happens by itself, any case at all, the mice will be also against the kiveger. He said yeshem lishma kiveger machem tzarech machem mitzvah like a mikvah kedaima. And then by a Shabbos clock, the Yashu wants to say everybody agrees with mice is also because the situation changed over here. Another case I discussed is what's nichol is gedem chokhmah b'shabbos chokhmah be'er Shabbos is machlokes or chashulchan versus Moshe of a guy does for himself, but it's the gate department building. Sometimes the guy puts on the boil in the building for himself. Can I say yid use that water on Shabbos? The chashulchan says circle service so heat up on Shabbos and act happen Shabbos. If you look like it happened on Shabbos, and therefore even echad even poishim for yourself will be also. So Shemuel Moshe no shach is he did fully for himself nichol is gedem chokhmah be'er Shabbos, and therefore upon the yod of raglov be mutter. Even the guy does it. Yes. For himself, only for himself, not for you. So again, we have, so we mentioned three cases, Machlokes da Poiskim, was Nichol and Chokhmah Be'er Shabbos, was Nichol and Chokhmah Be'er Shabbos. A fourth case they discussed, but I think everyone agrees, is what happens you have cold water on Shabbos. And you want to cool. You want to take away the coldness. It's chilling cold. You want to take away the coldness. You want to make it to lukewarm. You want to make it take away the tzino from it. I want to pour hot water, mix hot water with the cold water. I love to do that on Shabbos. So the Zimishin Yechasi, the Sugim Vambatia, we discussed Klirishin, Klisheni, Klishlishi, Kois, Anakois, washing yourself. Over there, come along the Paishkim, and we see Pashas. You love to mix water on Shabbos. And once you mix water on Shabbos, in the case of Paishim, you wash your goof with it. Or in the case of even Chami, you allow to wash from Yod of Raglav, it's a Klishlishi, you allow to on Shabbos. I know my Siyavah Kasha, why is it Mutafor? The Choyeva Bayaz, Chochmah B'Shabbos. Once it's Chochmah B'Shabbos, the Chosh should be also, even from the Yod of Raglav, even Paishim should be also. So what in the world, I'll hold the Sugim Vambatia discussing, to use it on Shabbos, the chor should be also.
What was
the Gemara's case is that you took cold water and you pour hot water with it. The cold water. came by ship. And the cold water came a little bit hot. Right, hot water came cold, and cold water came hot. So they heat up each other. So the question, how do you look at that? That's the shaila we have. But the question they built from, first we see a Gemara that says the Maisa, mixing water on Shabbos is mutter. The question now is, mixing Shabbos, of course, should be a bayat to wash yourself with it. So they come along and they discuss vada is mutter. Question why? The question how to look at it. One way to say, come along like Vital, he said, Avada is mutter. He said, we do not look like you're heating the cold water, you're cooling down the hot water. That's how you look at it. That's the time that he says, you look at it, you're cooling down that water to use that water. Which those who want a taino, Rav Schreiber, or others, or Alicha Shleima, or Sudri, he wants a taino. Based upon that, really depends what you want to do. Let's say you have cold water you want to wash Nagel Lasta with. It's too cold, so you pour some hot water to heat up the cold water. Your kavona is to heat up the cold water. So they want taino chora. It depends what your kavona is. If your kavona is to take away the hot water, therefore it cannot be more to put cold with hot. Kavona is to heat up the cold water, according to this reason, should be also in Shabbos. Because if that's your kavana, look, what are you doing? I'm coming to heat up the cold water. Come to heat up the chushabi also. I said, one svara the Eglei Tal says, I'm not sure if it's totally upon that. The second svara the Eglei Tal wants to tell you, know, is that the Holy Yisrael is coming to be when it looks like a Maisa Bishul. And therefore, it's a Klivishin, I will have a problem. Maisa Neklisheni, it does not look like any act of being Mavashal on Shabbos. There will be no Xeruchitz over here. Which then the Archa Shabbos has a problem. He says that's very good from a Klivishin, but the Eric Klivishin is also Nichol Gedem Mavashal. That's the second reason Eglei Tal. Well, third reason, Shlomo Zalman wants to be Mekel, and says, no, it looks like an act over here of doing a Maisa of heating up things on Shabbos. Not any of the other no cause a mice of official act of hitting one thing to another, and therefore it's mortar on Shabbos. But mice, we have clear Pasha Gemara, Dafim Beis, Gortan Lalocha, that the mixed water on Shabbos is mortar. Once it's mixed, you're allowed to use it upon the Yoda Vagla when it's hot, or Pasha and Kol Gufa. That's Pasha Gemara. Again, there are three different reasons. They want to say Nachmina upon the reasons. Pasha is no Nachmina, the mice it's mortar. The other Pasha, it can say there's any Nachmina. The Chura is Nichol in the category of Luchmur Be'er Shabbos. So again, we have now a fourth case over here. The Pasha was saying mixing one with another, and the Be'ik of the Pesach was saying is nichol the category of Hochmoy Be'erah Shabbos, and therefore the law is Hochmoy Be'erah Shabbos. The klal is Ponyot Raglav is Mutter, not water, or Pesach Makol Gufay. Kamlum Lechab, and he discusses, can a person put a kli with water on top of his stomach or anything on his beten on Shabbos or not? So come along, the Mechabin says also, even in Mechol, Mitzat Sakono, and certainly in case in Shabbos. And Mitzat Sukkot was Sakono, if you close it won't be a Bayah Mitzat Sakono, but what is Isser putting a Kli, basically a water bottle on top of your stomach on Shabbos? So where Rashi brings it down, there's Isser over here, Mitzat Sukkot Rechitzo, which Lechura, they point out, has a problem, because if you have a water bottle in your stomach, what's going to happen? Let's say if it's open, it's going to fall all over how much? Right, Gufay? Hashem mixes gufay. There's no isser of hot water on Shabbos. So you have to say, what's pshat over here? Says Maaseh Kalim. What about the chash of a big bottle? You pour over roiv gufay. Therefore, the gzeir over here is the sugi of rechitza, and Hashem is mechamah the fact that it brings it down over here in Simchin Chavav. The Chori understands the sugi mitzvah of the inyan of rechitza. There's a second reason why to answer is the way how Tosfos says the case is you have a water bottle with a towel on your stomach, and therefore the water is going to spill in the towel. The problem is the sugi of rechitza. Mishmur does not bring down that reason. And the third reason Mishmur does bring down from Tosfos, Tosfos says that Isovi Mitzad the Sugya Rufua. It's near like you're doing an act of healing yourself, you have stomach pains. Mitzad the Sugya Rufua, therefore will be ulcer. What's the Nafkamina they say? It's very simple. If let's say the water bottle is closed, Mitzad the Sugya of Chitza, Mitzad the Sugya of Schit, there's no problem. Mitzad Rufua, you have a problem. So what about this call? Says Mishmur, what's Halach L'maisa? He says, Machalik Vishainim, Mamakim Tzarech Gadol Yesh L'Hakal. Tzarech Gadol can be Mekal. Again, those want to feed the mechaber lechorish be mutter because he's not going inside the sugar before. But the way I'm mishnah brua and the magavam bring down from places inside the sugar before, therefore tzarek gadol can be mekel. Come along, this one is menenu neitaina that hot water bottles people use even not mitzad before, and therefore they bring down from of Nevensal and of Shlomo Zalman and the Olatzin and others. They want taina that since hot water bottles people use just to keep themselves warm, therefore there's no sugar mitzad before. It's only other mitzad before. It looks like mitzad before. If healthy people and brain use it, even when you're chayil, there won't be any yisur. For example, the loch is a person is allowed to eat bananas even though he has constipation. Why? Because healthy people eat it also. Again, you're eating mitzad before. There's no yisur. Healthy people do it also. You can eat rice the same reason. Therefore, the one time that hot water is be the same idea. Sorry, backward. The bananas for what? Yeah, chill. Fine. Other way around. Fine. Sorry. But Therefore, what's how do people do it? Therefore, the Matana Ha'ul Bizmanenu is Mutter, Lekolades, because it does not look like a Miser for. Now, this nearly, it could be that the Sfarim were writing it from about 30, 40, 50 years ago, there wasn't too much heat in the apartments, and therefore, people who were very cold, what do they do? They had hot water bottles, because the steam only went until 12 at night to stop going through the night. I think Bizmanenu, the only time I've ever seen anyone use a hot water bottle is usually, no, fine, I'm wrong. But as far as I've seen, it's usually only inside the refuah. So I think Bizmanenu would have been also, but people are telling me that even healthy people would use water bottles, the chub is manen will be mutter the kala days. If it's not the mitzvah, the chub is also or only mutter the makom sir godel. Sorry.
The place
we're
writing for the
70s
and
overcrowd. The 70s overcrowd use hot water bottles. Fine, if it's in. Okay, if they would use it, if healthy people would use it, they have no problem telling the chayla. They also discuss similar can use a blanket, a smicha chashmal. Smicha chashmalit, a lecture blanket. Come on, Moshe is a tshuva, Chalkis Yaakov, and Alasi, and others say about the account, there won't be a problem with Tara 4. People use it all the time, therefore, won't be a problem using it on Shabbos. Fine. Next thing is a sugya we discussed last time, Barichas, about the sugya of going to the mikvah on Shabbos. Maestro, who came out, is about Anoshim, Bizmana, Yavad Varatu, Anoshim, Nayanara Pashto, Maestro, the minig ready, feels carry is to be in the body you can. Shall among the Hanogas with my name what to do. There's one point to point out. The place can say, yeah, they had to go for Mokka Mitzvah. People are going, can you stay there and once you're there, sit there and schmooze and talk politics or whatever, can't talk learning anyway. Is you had to stay there. Said the Abinazer, he discussed about going so the Vatican go. But to stay there, he said, you have to go out me out. There's no head to. The whole letter is Mokka Mitzvah. To stay there, Lamaisi Avabaya, the Rav Shlomo Chachuva writes, he calls a mitzvah Bobavero. Anyone who stays there and sits there and enjoys it, is you're not allowed to chamam as also. We'll make the chamam for mokum mitzvah. We have an hogar of tzayin. We make the mokum mitzvah, no anoga. But Lamaisi, stop to sit there and enjoy yourself. Once you go there to be inside the water, they want Taina Vadi to grab miyad. You can't stay inside the mitzvah Bobavero. They do with some Chaim Kanievsky. He says you don't have to be medactic to run out. You have to go in and run out. Fine. Maisa can do any of the tools you do. You do 7, 7, 3, 3. That you can do. But Maisa, once you finish, you have to Maisa go out. There you don't have the head anymore of a Mokka Mitzvah goes to. Not to send Oynik Shibai. You can't sit there and shmooze and discuss politics. And those who do that, all the stuff I've seen so far, say Avada, what they do is incorrect. The Loch and Siftes is discussing the Indian of washing your Pani Yodav Raglov with things that have a chash of taking off your hair. What comes out of the Loch is very clear. If you use any of these soaps that have a sick ratio to take over here, it will be awesome Shabbos, it's out of sugar of praises. However, Pashas, in the case where it's not waived that way, or the case not obsequential, will take off here, come on the Paiskim and say to wash your things with these materials, a Maisa is Mutter on Shabbos and Mechol, won't be a Bayah, it's not the Sugi of Gezer, because it's not a case of obsequential. The thing they point out, we see from over here, it says, you do upon the other Varaglov, la wash your hands, face, and feet, with the case that it will not be obsequential, move your Nisiris. That means, what are you washing over here? You're washing your Nisiris. That means you're washing your zokain, or your beard, or you're washing your hair. The Pasha Locha, the Mishmua is very clear. The Mishmua says, who didn't say Roisha? You're allowed to use these things. The question is, the Maisa, how are you allowed to wash your hair? The Maisa, what happens to your Schito? Until now, you come along and say, Pana Yodav Raglov means, what's Pana? The face is over here. Yodav is over here, the Saris is no Schito over here. Yodav Raglov, no problem with Schito. But come along the Machaber discussing washing your hair, washing your beard, as Gazes. That means they're washing the hair and beard. How can you wash it? What happened to the Maisa of Schito over here? Maisa, you're putting in the shampoo, you're putting in the different things that clean out your hair. The Maisa, what happened to the act of Schito? So Moshe and Shuvah and Achaim Chalik Aleph, he says the fact that since it's in Miskaven, and therefore it's a creation of Lichle from Maisha Schito, not sure if it's even Libun or even if it's active Schito over here, and says Simon going Liibud, therefore the Maisha is Motor, it's a creation of Lichle, or the Liibud, therefore he's Mekel, and therefore the Chachila, when you put in these things, you last scratch your hair, you last scratch your beard, there's no problem. But wasn't Shuvah close to Moshe, when he talks about the creation of Lichle, or the Liibud, the Maisha is Machmer, Simon Shinchov, Sefiud Ches. But Maisa Moshe says, we see over here, the Maisa Yelano put in these soaps and scratch yourself, no problem, it's not the Sugya of Schito. The way of Shlom Zalman, he wants to answer Chiddush, he wants to tell what is the Yisoid of Schito? The Yisoid of Schito is take the water out of here and take out. That means after you take your bath, you shower, what do? You take your towel, you scrub it, and take the water out. When you're washing your hair, what are you doing? You're scrubbing it to put the water in and put everything klapeh off. The other way, you're doing it backwards. Not taking the water out, you're putting it moving inside your hair. So the Shalom is Amen. Therefore, to wash the cirrus of your head or your beard, Shalom is Amen, when you're doing it to wash it, to clean it, instead of going klapeh guf, that's when it's mortar. That's not actually ski to take it out. To put it in, that's mortar. Mashiach says, once you finish to scratch, to take it out, that he says is also. So where is it mortar? That's the loch over here. Take it out. That's the schit over here. Then he says to scratch it, put in, that might say is mekel.
To wash it,
to put it in.
I know that what happens after.
That's what he said. No, that's it. Then you wash it. Then to take it out, you wash. Water goes on it. But then you can't scratch the water. Take it out. Third sheet brought down Am Kasher Shvi from Chutz Hashani Chaim Kineski. When it says to wash it over here, the same means to wash with soap without doing the act of scratching. Can't do shif shuf. Can't do shav shif. It means to take the soap and wash it, but not to shif shuf. That's the name of Sam Shad over here. Ma'aser Kedif. So you have problem with schito. So nice, we have three sheets. What do in this case? You have a Moshe that says everything is motor and miskavim, sequential or the chliben, no problem. So the Zama said klapei guf of motor, and then we have Chaim Kineski and the Chodeshani. They tell him no, shiv is also circle, so if it's an active schito, will be also. Now again, so we have this yisod over here, and the Moshe, you're allowed to wash your hair with soap. Paiskim say you have a bayah afterwards besides schito. Now the question is what to do with your hair afterwards. So first, they say, if let's say you have, took a shower, let's say, more practical thing to a lot of us, some of us go to the mikvah on Shabbos, those do not go. Let's say go to Samuel Shabbos, they go to the mikvah, they take a shower right before Shabbos, like the Amos says, Reis Samuel Beis, the closest Shabbos is possible, you take a shower or a bath. Maisa, comes shkia ready, and now your hair is still wet. So in those cases, first of all, to squeeze it out, and the Maisa schita, that the Maisa cannot do, Pashas Isidra Rabbonim. Can you touch your cirrus? The Maisa is a bayah, so Mishlom Azam, and the Vad is no Isser. A gum by a towel, we see that's wet, you can't touch it, a chashash schita. So Mishlom Azam, and loy mitzinu, any place, and it's a touching you here, that's wet. It's no problem, a vader, if you touch it here, that's wet, a vader, that's motor. Let's say he says another point. Let's say you're inside the water itself and you do a ma'aser schita, squeeze it out. That time the vada is motor, because it's not chamyak, going in and out. Under the water itself, the vada is motor. Well, ma'aser, you have your hair wet and you want to dry it, let's say Shabbos morning after the mikvah, or in the case right before Shabbos, and you have your hair wet. How do you dry it? Can you dry it? Can you put a towel to it? So the swam comes in different ways what to propel do. The one ma'al of the Ben Ishchai says, the halacha is you take a towel and you do a benachas on your head. The ma'aser dry, push it back and forth, benachas slowly, la. He said the ma'aser is motor. What's the reason? The first he says the holding of schita on your hair is only drabonon. What he says doing it la'at, benachas is klachayad. What he says halich le'ibud. The every time is to do it slowly, la. The ma'aser is motor. Brought down by the Mechaim Noach, brought down by the Kavachaim, brought down by Avri Yashiv. He says take a towel, benachas, the ma'aser is motor. Atzad Hasheni, Chaim Kineski, and the Skirel says no, nothing back and forth. He says you can put it on, or absorb it out by itself. The Meister, to do anything back and forth, he ties the Meister's ulcer. A third Malach is what Shlomo Zalman says, really from earlier, from Mincha Shabbos, and for Torah Shabbos, Shlomo Zalman says, do it regular, take your towel, Meister, do whatever you want, back and forth. He says, Hoylech Ibud, and the Meister is only the Abonon, and Klachayad, Va'odi says, one of his main reasons is, it's not nearer, it's not come out from here, come out the water into the ear, not come here, went straight to a towel, so it went from here straight to a towel, the Meister is no problem, and therefore you'll see in the mikvahs numerous people, or I know, especially Noshim, and Gam, they tell me, they say in the mikvah by Noshim, not to use a towel, but Meister let them do, but the Shlomo Zalman says, what do we start with on? It says, Mamash, dry yourself, Kedarko, no problem on Shabbos, this is Hoylech Ibud, going straight. And towel is not nikkel, it's no problem on Shabbos. So again, the pill, what to do, there are nara, pasture, different hogs and klai, so those who mamash use a towel, kidarkoi, those who do it only lahat, and those who just put it down on top of the head and absorb it, what to do, yeshu milishmach al ishmach mahalach. Fine. Sorry? It says do it slowly, benachas, for the klachiyad. We shouldn't have klachiyad. No, Shlomo Zalman. No, Shlomo Zalman doesn't say klachiyad. Shlomo Zalman says do a mamash kedarkoi, no problem. Yes, come with siru for me. He says come with shlokas. Come with the sugya of schita. Yes, come with reason why to make it. One of the times who says even schita is even also. There's no gemara that says schita besides is also. The chiddush, the Rambam, and the Mishmur himself in Siman Shin Beis brings down the loch and sittes and tzarachin. Where Hakadosh Rambam asks the Cyrus who over his mutter. So even the whole Isra of Cyrus is schita is a humongous chiddush. Question: where did it come from? Again, we know with chiddush very much. That's my real interpretation. But the starting point, that's the Nosh Gemara. That's the starting point already. The question: how far to Machmud is Gzeira?
for not encouraging them, separation of presence.
When they take it out,
that
segregation, no segregation. But if it is, then climb your palms and grazes. Next halach is if you there's a sugya of using soap on Shabbos. Come along the mechaber and he says that first he has one Indian to use more soap on Shabbos. The ma'aseh he says it's called gibel klachayad, and you put water on it with your hands. The ma'aseh therefore wants to be makel. Hagam says in the sekelim they point out halach by sugya of losh is that something that's over you cannot do a ma'aseh of gibel on Shabbos. He's seen on Shabbos. Elva says the mogavam the paiskim sits over here shishina gomer to take it with your hands, make your hands wet, and put it to the more soap on Shabbos. Therefore, mitzvah nasin it won't be a problem. Very different people tell me. Therefore, if one an eitzo had to make exile on Shabbos with oil, we always have a problem with putting oil on top of the exile. It's happened in the scene on the shinul chol the baya. For Rabbi Yosi, it's a bleel over. Of course, it should be an eitzo on Shabbos. One eitzo is very simple. Put on gloves, or take your hands, put your hands inside oil, take the oil, and put it onto the eggs, and mix it together. For shalach, my says water. For shalach is water. Now, I don't say do it at the table, maybe do it on the side, maybe put on gloves, maybe be mitzad benim chaveri. But my slachor, it sounds like over here, mitzad inim the sina shabai, which is shina gomer, says, nice came over here, my says water. That's not a shina then. Yeah, but Yossi says to do that, and Shabbos says to do that. Yeah, a couple people say the Maisa with pile. That's you doing Shabbos, very simple. But Maisa coming along over here and discusses using soap on Shabbos. Says the first Machaber to use Chaylev, fats, Shemuach, Yodav, it's also Mitzad Noilid. You're crushing the fats, you have Issa Mitzad Noilid or Moilid. Come along the Mishnebu, and he says that's when something gets thick. Maisa says, what about any soap? He says, Chutz this Bayah, which he had Machlaikish, Shil to Gibarim versus the Ramah of its ulcer. He said, you have another problem using soap. It's not a Sugya of Memachik. You're smoothing out the bar of soap. Or the case of Memarech, the place can say, once Memachik is scraping Memarech, is a told of smoothing out. You cannot use soap on Shabbos. One reason it's out of sugya of Noilid, one Indian it's out of sugya of Mamachik. That's why you can't use soap. Built upon this, come along the place can discuss, can you use liquid soap on Shabbos? Use liquid soap to wash dishes on Shabbos. Plain and simple, balbatches is also mutter. It's out of sugya of Noilid, pashas no bayam Noilid, nothing's been crushed over here, nothing being moiled. It's a liquid. What was about the sugya mitzad? You're smoothing something out, or you're scraping it off, you're making the consistency of the soap from a certain consistency to make it less. You put water there, it dissolves the soap into less of a consistency, it's even better. It's coming from the Aruch HaShulchan, he says, Avada, the minigir is Avada to use soap on Shabbos, liquid soap is not a baya. The whole problem is something that's thick. So the Mishavua's case, using shaiva wax, using, they say, this example, they say, desitin. Desitin, to use these type of things, is very thick. That's the issa of smoothing things out, of scraping. That's the issa over here. But something that's liquid soap that pours like water, what should be an issa? All your soap pours like water, any liquid soap pours like water. Therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan is not a problem. The Ben Ishchai also said that's the minigredi, he says that's also the motor. The Chaim brings it down that way, the Chaim Noah says that way, and therefore they bring down the Chanish says any soap, any liquid soap, even a little bit thick, is mutter. The official mice says is mutter. Atzad Hasheni, Kidua, I think there's a motion, Shuman, and Chaim Chelgalov. His words are, you have soap that's lach kamayim. You're right, it's mamish liquidy like water. He said the Isha of Machik, you can tainel, apiswa should be mutter. However, he says, since the fact that you see very clearly that when you add water to it, it makes bubbles out of it, and therefore you see it loses its consistency inside the water, maybe has a gedder of nichel negedim and machik, and therefore he ends off, roi lachmer. A person should not use any liquid soap on Shabbos, roi to be machmer. Roi to be machmer. So the sight of bubbles, there are two ways to sound on Moshe. Pashas does not mean the sound of Sugiv Noilid. It means a simin that we see that still has more consistency to get to the category of a machik. You're showing the bubble shows that it has thickness to it. And now it's getting thinner. It's just showing the aspect. That's cool what it means. Now, exactly what does he mean? With the Baiti Bomb, the Isab Dov, and Feinstein, what does he mean? He said, Misfal, it's Sarachim, so he's sure it's not sure what Moshe means. So Dov is not sure, and Misfal, but the Yaman Zilber, he says, he's not sure what he means. A lot of Poiskim, who are not even Siach, so Moshe is not even sure. And Liash of Mice and the Shuva, Liash is very interesting. He starts with Lamaisi, he calls Aruch Shulchan, then Liash calls the Benish Chai, then he calls the Kafa Chaim, then he calls Lamaisi, or Moshe, he says what he says, he's like, Fahi too, the many grades we make, and therefore we go like the Kafa Chaim, and Chaim Non, and Aruch Shulchan. The Maisa no problem. So the Rabbi Yashiv, he's Mekel over here, goes against the Moshe, says, V'chvah Nogu, V'chvah Tu, a Paiskim that way, and he calls the Kavachim that way, and he calls the Paiskim, and then he grades to be Mekel. Now all those who want to be machmel like a Moshe, they say to add water. Now according to Moshe, adding water does it help or not? I'm not sure why it should help. But Simcha Bonham writes it does help according to Moshe, and really it's coming from his Binyamin Zober. But the Kitzel on Shabbos says, you hear Hashem Moshe, adding water does not help. Why should added water help? Moshe still makes bubbles, still makes bubbles. Who cares about adding water? How much water? How much is still we're discussing in the beginning? How much at the end? So why adding water helps or not? I'm not exactly sure.
Your mother does.
Your mother adds water? My mother? She probably has Simcha Bonham. That's it. Sakach and the Klai song. Nice of Simcha Bonham. Nice says the Ikka Halacha is not like a Moshe. However, he said it's bad to Machmel to a Moshe and add water. He said, Ikka not the way. Oh, so one to add water. Some bring down, but the Mazelba says even on Shabbos, and Kitzel Shabbos is only Erev Shabbos. Only Erev Shabbos. So even those who say to add water, the Shabbos went to add water.
Why only Erev Shabbos?
Your mother does an Erev Shabbos.
Because my mother does the
thing. This is
liquid soap.
Hand soap or the
any soap, any soap, any soap that pours kemayim, and hold your klai soap, ikisvi, meikol. I heard that a lot of places can be shtak, that we have to push over a maisha, the maisha, all people are push for a maisha. Sorry?
Tirel?
I don't know what Pirel per se is. If it pours like water. It pours like water, it pours. The Paiskim will be made class discussing cases that even of the sum of even a little bit thick. The Eitz of Chaim Chinevsky a little thick. He said even Chaim is made class. The actual case is even a little bit thick. The Chashab being done even a little bit thick. They all discuss even a little bit thick. As long as it pours to water, they can always be made class. It's not a matter. Sorry? That's a simen, not the sipa.
Anything other than water, but it's not a question.
Like Abdullah says, Sorachim Dasegus Moshe Bezer. Abdullah doesn't know Pshan's father. Elam doesn't know Pshan. I lo yede. And then he himself only says, Ruela Hachmer. He's not even saying his ulcer. And actually, even starts off. First of all, Moshe, there are two reasons. No, that's B'machek. You picked the Ikkir as B'machek. And then you come and go in the Chum of B'machek. You know? And the Christ already knows to be Mekel. Lo yede. Lo yavanti. This is a Chodeshani, the Moshe is B'machek. And he also quotes the Moshe, the Chodeshani. Lo yede. They do say Maisa pouring beer and making bubbles over there. Maisa Yevabaya, right? So Maisa Yashiv has a tshuva about the next tshuva. He said Maisa not a problem making bubbles over there. There's no shaykhist in Noilin, Machik, there's no Baya. Maisa goes away right away, no problem. Fine. Maisa Chinog and Chayasa, that's an Hamkash Shalom Zach, we have beer. What, beer?
No.
If you, those who want to say according to Moshe, you should take the thicker soap and dilute it with water. Those who are makel, makel even in thick soap.
Even
thick, it pours like water, it pours.
But it doesn't
work. How does it not pour like water?
It goes out slower, not as fast.
Things are poor. It's a get of luck, of course. Now there's a side point over here, come along with the Mishavu and the Mingzah and the Goyen sheet over here that discusses, can you use soap that is treif? What's the shaila? The shaila is over here that we're coming up on Tisha B'Av, Sichel Kishtiyah. The fact is that a person cannot anoint himself on Tisha B'Av or Yom Kippur, Sichel Kishtiyah. Then he can't eat. You can't anoint yourself with. So if you can't eat chazer, can you do use soap that's made out of chazer? Is the mutter is also. So Maisha, there is a Taisus Mufurish and Aflam Bezum Alpha Nido, and also a Numa. The Taisus over there says the whole get of Sheikh Shtir is only to the Rabbonim, Nevada Supnakoi is the only case of Shemin, maybe by case of Chuma. Maisha, Rebbein Thomas Makel, the Rajbis Makel, the Ritfulness Makel, the Ritfulness Makel. Maisha, come along the Isavet Aruch, and he's very clear that it says, Sarkol Soif, the whole pocket is Isavet Rabbonim, and therefore he says, only Bemokam Tsar Le Gozu, otherwise, Tam, you want to use soap to clean yourself, the Isavet is also. It should be the one that the Magavam over here is bringing down, also says the same thing. And the going over here come along in Paskins, the Lochla Mice is, Sichel Kishtiya and soap that is straight for Mice you cannot use. The Taz Paskin when you're day, Simcha Gizayin, you cannot use soap that is straight. Trade for soap of Mice is also to use on Yami. Why? Because as if you ate in your mouth, putting it upon your body is also also. Aloch lemaisa, the bealoch over there brings it down twice, and the shach also yodek of Yizayin says nochel lochush person lachatchilas in the mishabruah. If it's easy to find kosher soap with a good hashgacha, but that's you can get a tray for soap. Says the mishabruah, the loch is nochel lochush for the goyin and not to have trays. So,
in this, not just Shabbos,
not Shabbos all year, all week. That's the reason. Okay, it shouldn't be trayf.
Why?
You're putting it, rubbing it onto you. You're fine, but still it goes. You're putting, being anointed things on you.
Because it
the soap also goes in a little bit. Soap goes also a little bit. Does go.
If a person just stood the soap and goes to the body, you say I don't want it.
So
soap comes off.
The mice is still doing an act. He's putting food inside his mouth, and it's going down his throat. It's the same idea. It's your body going into his throat. Just like going into your throat.
The cream and the moisturizer absorbed into your body. You want it to be absorbed. The soap wants to come off.
As far as I see, all the swimmers are saying, everybody's saying, the soap gets into your body somehow. You want to argue the point? Fine.
I don't want to argue. It's you doctor don't want it. A person doesn't want it in their body. Just
you want to say there's no actually fine. My sister's son called safe. There's a, you know, here. You need, I don't need chazer, but it's going inside your body, chazer. They bring down the stipler, of Horowitz and his husband of the stipler, the one who wrote the same Orchis of Beinu. So he writes over there that the stipler would not use any soap, even kosher soap he would not use, because he was kosher, maybe he'll use for the Goyim Malach, and maybe there'll be soap that's not kosher. And therefore his whole life he never even used kosher soap, and therefore if he ever got any dirt upon him, he used a rack to clean it off. The Maisei brought down the Horowitz that his whole life he ever saw the stipler, he was shining, he was clean, he had no problem. And he had that hoga to be machmanis Indian to not use any soap, even a kosher soap, maybe it'll come to having there might be soap that's not kosher. Why so Maisei, all those Maisei say to be machman not to use soap, Mishbuz maskon is noch lochish for this going, noch lochish. Maisei Mishbuz himself said that's not the minig, the Shach himself said that's not the minig. Pesach bring down the sound of minig. But Maisei, the Pesach can say noch lochish. Now once you have this noch lochish, they discuss, what soap are we discussing over here? The Yisrael of Sichel Gishtia, Shtia means what? It's something that's right to be eaten. Let's say it's not right to be eaten, and you eat it, you take chazer, that's not where achilo, that way achilas kelav, and you put in your mouth, you swallow, there's no isner isa. No isner. If not actually, no isner abonon. So the said, this soap will be, it's not where achilas kelav, so maybe the whole thing is Sichel Gishtia, the Shtia itself be mortar. Sichel itself should be mortar also. The soap is not where achilas kelav, the could be its mortar. Myself, also we discussed that, he says, myself, all the Paiskim are saying it, and not saying it. It's not where Lachilah is, not where Lachilah. And then he wants to be Machmer. Al-Sad HaShayin, Ar-Khashulchan says, he says, Ar-Khashulchan says, the myself is not where Lachilah, the myself says, Sheikh is Shtiyah, the myself, just like Shtiyah is not where Lachilah, he also Sheikh will be the same thing. And if he said, the Vadis Motor, Chin, Amig, Mispashe, that's not where Lachilah, Levod's Motor. The Kavachayim said, Levod's Motor. The Chanish wants to unite to that, the reason why it won't be a problem, because it's not where Lachilah. Now, first of all, if soap is royal achila or not, so the question is, let's first go see the pole, go give it to dog, go see if it's royal achila's kelev. So it was very interesting that Rav Nevenzel, he said, Isim Shlomo Zalman, that the loch is maybe that soap is not royal achila's kelev, so why could you use that soap? So Shlomo Zalman, so he said, let's go give it to dog. So Shlomo Zalman told him back, Maisa aklovim shalonim ufunokim. Maisa, there's so much garbage around, there's so much mufonik. This is like real mufonik, because I know a dog to mufonik is no way not royal achilles kelev. Therefore, you only have, if the Maisa eats it, you'll see if I can't, it is royal achilles kelev. He doesn't eat it, there's no way not royal achilles kelev. They have no right to ask for things. People tell me they try to give soaps to Erev Pesach to see if it's royal achilles kelev or not. Maisa, if they eat it, well, it is royal achilles kelev. They don't eat it, it's not royal, not royal achilles kelev. Maisa, they have so much garbage here, they have these big green dumpsters over here, there's no way they can be their mufonik. So Maisa, to know what the Indian is over here, if they're royal achilles kelev or not, Yesh Lo know how to judge it. Maisa Rafal has an interesting tshuva, Max Elio. He says, first of all, he says, Aloch Lo Maisa, he wants to point out, Machlok Zafleiskim, first of all, the Goin, Machlok Yishonim, Taisa versus Istavetu, if you have this Chumrah of Sikh Yishtiyah. We have a second Machlok Zafleiskim, even in this Chumrah, what's Aloch if it's going to be Pagim Legamri, it's still out this Chumrah. Now we have a third question. Are our soaps treif or not? Do we know the Metzias? What is the Metzias over here? Therefore, it says or foul, since number one, the Migas Lahokal, that's clear, everyone agrees. Agam Nochal Lochish. Number two, even the Migas Lahokal, when it's Pugim Lagamri, that those one time the Urch, Shulchan, the Gavachim, it's even more to the color days. Number three, not sure what the Metzias is. Avada ain't Urch Lavari, not the Mavar, not sure the things are treif or not. Avada is from Lislach Lahokal, even the Chachilo, and therefore there's no problem. Agam, one be Yershman, one be the stipler, fine, there's one to be Machmer. However, it's at a Loch Shabay Poyol, we have number one again, there's a Mishnah Brewer, we said Nochal Lochish, Akami is Mask. The minig is not the way. Number two is Pugim Lagamri again, those want Taina, Queen Mutal the Kola Days, that Gamma before the Mishnah would not hold that way. And number three, who says that's Matthias, if it's Pugim or not? Who says it's Treif or not? Well, therefore, the Hogan seems to be that we're Makel. Sorry? You say, if you. I don't know if you don't rub it on. You rub it on? You rub it on the dishes. Oh, on the food? Our plates are Balea. When it's cold water, it's not Balea. When it's hot,
some
time will come. Goes into your mouth. I can get it off. I got like you should be machmer, I'm not smart. And no soap at all. Only rocks to clean off.
Forget about the hummus. I feel like it's more in the mouth.
another thing that's discussed over here is a sugya about, once discussing using soap over here, they discuss what about using a toothbrush on Shabbos. We discussed it more by Riches, by the sugya of being malabin, but just the basic points comes out from Moshe and Tshuva. The Moshe and Tshuva says, use a toothbrush on Shabbos, you have five problems, five things. It says, one thing, first of all, it's the sugya of schito. And therefore, to use water on your toothbrush, he said that's also. You want to use it, so the Moshe can use it without water in your mouth, back and forth, with water of a bayam tzad schito. A second thing the Moshe says, you have a bayam tzad uvdin nechol. Therefore, you have to have a toothbrush being miyuchad for Shabbos. You want to have a different one for Shabbos, you'll take care of that problem. The third thing said the Moshe is a psik ratio to make your gums bleed, you have a sugya mitzad chaburo, not psik ratio, be beseda. A fourth thing the Moshe says, that after you brush your teeth, to wash it underneath with water, the Moshe, why are you washing with water for it? For the next time to use it, you have a isim mitzad achono shabai. Then you cannot wash it afterward mitzad the sugya achono. A fifth thing he says, use toothpaste, says the Paliskim, mitzad the sugya over here, a marech, just like you cannot use soap, marech, toothpaste, the mice does not pour lach kamayim, the color days, and whatever toothbrush, toothpaste you use, a gam, the kosher innovation toothpaste. The whole point, I think, is that it is water. It is watery, right? That's the point. But chutzmi zeh, you have to know that's not for your moshe. But fine, but chutzmi zeh, a standard toothpaste for mice is a thickness to it. And if you have a problem, it's not mareach. Then it comes out, with your moshe, aloch lemaisa, to brush it on Shabbos, he says, no problem. If it's miyuchad the Shabbos, a toothbrush, and you don't put water, and you don't wash it afterwards, and you don't use toothpaste, and your gums don't bleed, Havada, a person should brush his teeth on Shabbos. Otherwise, if you have any five problems, my teacher should not do it on Shabbos. To be Messiah, Meister, we learned this past man, the sugya of official Shia Hazaro. So, we have a couple of weeks of Benizmanim. Benizmanim is used to rejuvenate oneself, to refresh oneself the next man. Meister, next man is only 5 weeks. So you don't need that much time to rejuvenate yourself, but at the bottom, that's what we do. So I spoke to Hofstadter, the one in charge of Dershu, and we decided, you know what, for Klal Yisrael, since we learned Vishal this past man, we'll try maybe Mechazik to Oilam and try to Ben Zman do a Chazara on Vishal. Therefore, Hofstadter this past week, and put it on the shuls, to do Chazara just in Simchas Yeches. I didn't really speak to him, but he's telling the Olam to do a Chazar and Simchas Yeches with the Shulchan Aruch Mishnah and not the Bialochas. And he's trying to machazik the Olam to learn Bishul and be a Bechina on Gimel El. And I assume everyone here is going to take the Bechina on Gimel El on Simchas Yeches. And the worst comes to worst, he might win the $5,000 out of it. Not that, maybe you'll get a set of Mishnah Berurah of Dershu. Might say it's an opportunity that you can call upon to be kind of the Sugya of Bishul. Shia Chazar, also if you have the time, but Maisa, it's a Gevalda came up perfectly, and he's giving out to what to do the Chazar with, is with the Mishru of Dershu, and you'll see in the next couple of days, in all the shuls, they give out tons of pamphlets. If not, you can download the pamphlet from this website over here. But Maisa, it's, I think it's a wonderful thing that Hafstad has given to Klal Yisrael, especially to our Chaburah. They have opportunity over here to do Chazar and Bishul with an incentive, and we can actually show us our wives, and they can always dream about what to do with $5,000, how many shekels they're going to buy out of it. But Maisa, it's an opportunity to, Maisa, be clean up Bishul over here. Before Lamaisa, we do have a Ben Zmanim, and all the yeshivas and all the gedolim say Lamaisa that you should put in the first Seder, put in the 4 hours. There was a letter signed by 30 years ago by Chaim Shmulevitz and by the Stipler and Cheskel Simon and the yeshivas that Lamaisa Ben Zmanim, you learn first Seder. I know Yeshiva Smear over here, they have Katmir. Katmir Lamaisa, what they do is that first Seder Lamaisa everyone learns. My space manager is packed, it's very nice, it's beautiful. My second day that they go on trips, every day they go somewhere else. Fine, wonderful thing. Well, Maisa, with the studies you see from the Shiva, then every single day a person should learn, every put in the first Seder. Now, how to put in the first Seder is first, practically, you get a Chavrusa. If you don't get a Chavrusa, I know myself personally, and I know everyone tells me, don't get a Chavrusa, maybe the first or second day you get there, by the third day your wife needs something, and the fourth day you need something. So, therefore, you end up not learning not too much. If you get a Mechai for yourself, and you make sure the days that you go on a trip are the same day as your Chavrusa, come out that way. If you guys go on different days, it doesn't work out. But you plan out that everything, that you get a Chavrusa, and you learn first Seder, and you can learn a cleaner sigil of your Bishul Shia Chazara, Kmona Rechitza. It's a wonderful thing. It's the Shlomo Se'inyan, it's not just time to do Chazara. If you do not do Chazara, you won't be acquire it. You'll make a kingdom upon it. I know everyone here is Makshatar. Anyone who is here today is Makshatar, that's clear. So the Maisa says, you machshiv it, what's the best thing, if not to machshiv the Shodak Shivas, and to make a Chazara, to get a Chavrusa, and to be kind of the sigil of Bishalach. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow will be the halachas of Tishalach.